Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 31, episode 31. So let's go back to our scripture, which is the fundamental scripture, Hebrews 4:12. By this time, you'll be saying it offhand. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we say, when we say quick, we're not talking about fast. The word of God is alive. That's what we're saying. So we've been looking at how powerful the word of God is. And we've been saying the word of God is unlike any other book that is written, because it is a revelation. It is a revelation. And now we are at the point where we say, if the earth is the reason for the sun, the moon, the stars, all that is in the firmament, if they are all there to minister to the earth, then what is the reason for the earth? And I answered in the previous episode and told you that God, the Father God, He is a Father. Listen, God is a Father. People might not know Him as a father, and people might think that He is that old man sitting up there with a stick ready to hit anybody on the head who commits any sin. It's because we do not know Him. People do not really know Him, but He is primarily a Father. That is who God is, first and foremost, a Father. And so, He created this earth as a home, H-O-M-E, for His sons and daughters. He had this great idea and desire to have children like Himself. Oh, but God had angels. So, what is the use of angels? Angels could also be like God's children. No. The angels were not God's children. Angels were not God's children. They were His servants. So a king might have a palace with great servants and all the hierarchy of servants and all the things they are working and they are obeying and all that. But then if there is no child, could even be a naughty child who walks about, puts things down, will move here, go there, and they have to always watch out for the child because the child is so boisterous, always running around. But the absence of a child makes the palace, no matter how big it is, incomplete. And so, yes, He created the earth, but what was the reason for the earth? So that He could have sons and daughters. So man is the reason for this earth. Man, yes, you are the reason for this earth. And this earth is your home. God purposed it as your home. Can you imagine how He laid the foundations of this mighty universe, how He planned it, how He purposed that it will be your home, how it's the best place of the man, created a garden for the man's delight, made the garden like a university where he will learn to know his Father God. He took plenty of time and arranged. I said took plenty of time, ages, millions of years, to lay gold, copper, minerals, every form, everything to enrich the earth. He took years to enrich the earth. Now, when you look at the Bible, did you not notice that before He created the universe and all that, He created the heavens? The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the earth was already there, and He put the sun and the stars and everything to please. So we are not given the number of years for when God laid the foundation and made the mountains and laid that one. We are not told. So it could have been millions of years that God used to store up treasures, fill the earth's bosom with deposits of iron and copper and silver and gold and uncounted varieties of metals and chemicals and resources. Hey, for his man, he did all this before he created the man. He made the man a home before he created the man. So what's the reason for the earth? The reason is you, the man. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.